views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am your host today, Tracy L., and I am the creator of the Body Regen Method. I'm also known to many as a transformer, teaching you how to go from ordinary to extraordinary and releasing the blocks in your life. But not only do we want to teach you today and each and every day how to start and live that extraordinary life that's waiting for you, we want to start to push you beyond your boundaries and your limits. We're not only going to talk about the awareness on each episode, but we're going to shift the energy behind the blocks that may be holding you back in your life. So each episode, I promise to give you a new shift into your reality. My definition, everyone always asks me, of living your extraordinary life. What is that to me? It's being accountable to myself so I can be accountable to each and every one of you that's listening. And it's also to be filled with peace and walking in a limitless world so I can keep creating with the hand of God in the universe that has been connected and continued to me so I can push that on to each and every one of you so you can continue to do it for yourself. So I do promise you with each and every episode to be here to help you, support you, inspire you, and uplift you to shifting the energy. So congratulations, everyone, I say, for taking the first step to living your extraordinary life, which is showing up. So we're going to begin. And as I like to do with each show and everything that I do when I teach is to start with some testimonials from people. Why? They're very quick and very brief. So you can take that and deserve that before we get into showing you and teaching you what does it mean to reprogram you. So when you listen to these brief four, if you hear something in that life that resonates with you, I like you to take that because there is power, there is energy in your testimonial. There is energy with that that you can take. And this is one of the steps to how we start to reprogram our body, which we're going to talk about today throughout this hour. So we're going to do four very different ones that we got this week from people just like you. One, somebody had received $6,500, not expected. Well, you know what? That's a beautiful, I'll take that, deserve that. It's nice when money shows up from nowhere. We all know that we're always creating and generating. Another one, we got a testimonial of cysts that are gone for somebody and women that are actually experiencing that in the body. You can realize how it actually is nice to be pain-free. We also had another beautiful one around motivation, cleaning out clutter and releasing the energy behind that to allow more opportunities. So once the clutter was released, she actually found out that she was able to have a new job opportunity, which was life-changing. And the final one on health was a wonderful mom who sent in a beautiful note about having her daughter's clean bill of health because it had been limiting her. And so now she can get back on to living her life. So if any of those you'd like, you say, I take that, I deserve that. And that's allowing you to step into the energy of who you are. So let's get going on how we can reprogram you. What does it mean to reprogram you? What does it mean to upgrade your system? So we want to get into that and really start to go back to where, when you're born, you know, we look at this body, I look at the body, and I love to equate it on a visualization to people like your computer, your cell phone. It's easy for people to understand that way because in this world, there's a lot of information, whether you're looking at spirituality, science, or ministry. And it's really nice when we can visualize what we're talking about. And that's what I want to bring to you today. So when you're born and you've heard me, I like to talk about this is how our body starts to create. Well, you're being carried, obviously, in the womb. But you have this great piece of technology. And this technology comes with programs that you're born with. Your body comes with belief systems and patterns and information that is put there based on not only your parents, your cultural background, your thoughts, your actions, and your environment. So a lot of people say, well, they're better off in life because they've had a better environment to support them and to up, you know, lift them and move them. But I don't always agree with that. And the reason I don't always agree with that is sometimes we are put in very difficult environments so we can learn to change and break patterns and cycles. And when we start to go into that space, we start to create something very different. So the systems when you're small and you come in are basically your body is saying, well, this is all I'm allowed to do, or this is all I can create based on what my environment tells me. And you have these programs, just like your computer, running in the background all the time. So I don't know about you, but I don't know half the programs that are running in the background of my computer. I know it works and sometimes it doesn't work. I know when I get a new cell phone or a new computer, it feels amazing. And the reason it feels amazing to all of you is because it's clean. When you get that new system, it's clean. There is no angry messages from, you know, your mother, your lover, your sister, your brother, nothing in there. You know, there's no your employer. There's nothing in there. The emails aren't in there. Those are all energy exchanges. And so when you get it, people think, oh, it's just about the new and greatest technology. It goes beyond that. It's clean. And then what people do is they download all and populate their old messages into, you know, their new computer. And then it feels a little bit heavy. I always say if you want to keep your energy clean and you want to continue to create, move forward, you only want to transfer into your new computers the newest information. So the latest projects you're working on, you know, the emails and the phone numbers of people you truly want to connect with, and you delete and get rid of everything else, that energy will not transfer over. Your bodies work the same way. So what happens is when you're born and you have all this information, you need to constantly be upgrading and changing it, but we're not taught how to connect into our body and really what it's telling us on our intuition and how to change and how to create something new. So if you remember, like I do, I'm going to date myself a bit to the Commodore 64 when, you know, it came out and I thought this was really lovely and, you know, new technology. How beautiful is this? And could you imagine if you would like to go Google what a Commodore 64 is, if you don't know those original computers, could you imagine working on it now, today, in the way our society is? It wouldn't work very well for you. And when I say this to people, they're like, oh, I never thought of that. Or you go back to the cell phone. If you had the original cell phone, I remember having that one that was in the briefcase. That's what it was. It was huge. You carry a briefcase and it was this big cell phone. It was like a brick. Could you imagine carrying that with you today? Really think about that for a minute. Would you want to carry that today? So you love the speed of the technology we have. You love the ability. And I, you know, we're learning all the time and you learn something new and it's outdated. You learn and all of a sudden you're like, I've got this social media thing down. It's outdated. I'm famous for that. It's like, oh my gosh, it's outdated. And so it's constantly changing. But we don't take the time to realize how our bodies are changing and how it's creating something new and how we can upgrade our programming just like we do our computers. And it doesn't have to be that difficult. So, you know, when you get an update for your cell phone or your computer, you just update it and it, you know, it runs in the background. You don't know exactly what it's doing. You just know that it's cleaning and it's better and it's working better for you. So as humans, we need to take a responsibility of updating our own computers, our own bodies, our own programming. And you hear it called all the time. We have TV, you have radio like this, right? It's programming, and that's what it's doing. And it's constantly being programmed new thoughts, new ideas, new thought forms. And when we start to get a handle on our programming and what that looks like, then we're actually able to change our perceptions, our outcomes, and our life. And this is one of the things that we're going to talk more about after the break is how, because I had to do that. I had to change my programming. I had to look at my environment and how can we make that happen for you? And how can we start to connect you more to your body? So as you're changing your programming, your inside vibration changes, and then your external points of view, your external world starts to change. So if you think about it, how much programming have you changed? How much have you learned just in your technology on your computers and cell phones? And we want to equate that back to your actual body and some of the tips and some of the skills that you can start to use. And we're going to go back and start to say, where is some of your programming? Where did it come from? What are you willing to let go of? And what isn't working for you anymore? Because quite often when we go to change programs, you can be very terrified, no different than upgrading your computer. What if you don't know how it works? What if you have to learn something new? And that's what we're going to target. And this is what we want to open up for you. So I encourage you, if you're loving this episode, I encourage you to share it with everybody on your own social media. And if you'd like some more information, check us out at TracyLClark.com, where we're always giving you in our newsletter weekly tips every Tuesday and cliff shifting and sifting you to a better reality. So check us out. I look forward to seeing you right after the break, where we're going to give you some tips on how to upgrade your programming.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back. I'm Tracy L., your host to the Tracy L. Clark Show. We are talking today about upgrading and reprogramming your systems, why we want to do it, and why it is so amazing. So before the break, we were comparing and talking about the computer and the, you know, how we could visually relate to that and our bodies and what's changing and what's, you know, transforming. And one of the things that we were talking about is our external environment. And so often you hear this with people where they say, I can't change, I'm not able to change, or we've done it always this way. A lot of signs too, you know, people that still have people in their lives from 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's great and it's lovely. But if you find the stories and the information that are coming up are still from, you know, when you were in grade 5 or 6, those actually hold your body back from upgrading and changing. So basically we run with all these programs in the back of our system. And it's really can be quite difficult to make the changes, because when we want to step out of our programming and reprogram ourselves, we start to question what we've learned. We start to question what we are moving into. We question what our families taught us. We question what our systems have taught us, schools, people around us. And when we start to question, you know you're ready to change. And you're meant to change. You're meant to not do things the way you did them 10, 15, 20 years ago. And by stepping into a new direction, which can be very uncomfortable for all of us who've been there, because you're going against the grain. But as soon as you make that awareness that you're, you know, you may look and say, I don't know if I like this. You know, one of the things that I was so programmed as a child. I have this funny story I like to tell, programmed as a child to do certain things. So I would do things the way I saw my mom do them and my dad do them. And my mom would always make these salads, you know, and she put mushrooms. I love mushrooms, but I hate mushrooms in my salad. And I was on my own and I'm always putting mushrooms in the salad. And I looked, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I putting mushrooms in a salad I don't like? And I'm like, I don't have to put mushrooms in my salad anymore just because my mom did. I don't have to do it. I was doing it on autopilot, which so many of us do. So I eat mushrooms, just not on my salad, because I'm like, hey, I can do this different. But it was an aha moment for me where I was able to say, wow, you know what? I started at that point. I was only about 19 at the time. And I started at that point to really look and say, what am I doing on autopilot? Because I've seen that in my environment. And it comes in processes. But when you can stop and look at your environment, look at your surroundings, that's a really good tip. What are you doing on autopilot? What, it just is coming natural. So it's like you have your routine. You get up in the morning, you may, you know, brush your hair, brush your teeth, and everything's routine. And if you can start to shake your routine and do it a little bit differently, watch how much of your programming will come up and start to change. But this is also where resistance comes in, because again, when you have this programming running in the back, it is a default. So if you're going to create change and then all of a sudden the fear comes up, because you can now tune into your intuition and all of a sudden you're like, I know I want to do something different. I know I'm ready to change. But then all of a sudden what happens is you look around and you're like, does that mean something in my life I'm going to have to let go of? Does that mean I'm ready to step into more of me? And you will start to feel this naturally, intuitively. And if the fear becomes too big, you will go and fall back onto the default programming, the one that you had installed when you were born. And so we can change. And this is where a lot of times you will see people say, no, we've done this for 20 years. We have worked in this system for 20 years, or this is how it works. It's not going to change. And that shows you how limited their points of view are, but also their fear of changing their programming. So it's no different than when you have upgraded your computers, like we were saying earlier. If you try to talk to the Commodore 64 on your new, brand new computer, they wouldn't get the messages. They're not talking. So similar to when you upgrade and change your physical points of view, you start to do something different in your life, you open this whole new awareness to what's coming in. And you actually then start to see that you're going to now have to let go of things that are within your environment. So that environment's going to change. And that's what happens because your systems no longer talk. So the frequencies within you now become higher. They become cleaner. That's how you're able to attract and manifest more into your life. And then all of a sudden, that's why you can have fear or hesitation, because who in your environment now are you going to have to let go when your computer upgrades? How can they talk? It's sort of similar to sometimes how, you know, cell phones talk differently with different platforms, right? So when you look at your body, you're now in different platforms, meaning then when you change internally, that's when you get new friends and that's when you have new career opportunities. That's when you're able to create more in your life. And, you know, it's interesting because as we do this, it can also create pain, sort of like figuring out how to use a new platform in a new computer. If you've gone from a PC to a Mac or Mac to a PC, it's a very different operating system to learn. So every time your system starts to change and you upgrade it, you develop a very different operating system within you. And then you need to learn how to function within that operating system. And that can become very scary because we start to feel things maybe we didn't feel before. We start to get these ideas that maybe we didn't have before. And then all of a sudden you have to act on them and you got to start to actually create something new based on your new operating system. The other thing you find when you change and you get your new operating system, by stepping out of what you knew and starting to bring in new possibilities and doing things against maybe what you were learning because they weren't working for you, that there's this other space where not only are you functioning with the operating system, but you get all these new ideas. And now it's like, whoa, I have to really use my intuition to start to go, okay, what one do I want to take and what direction do I want to go in? So the communication centers, you have feelings, perceptions, you know, you have physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological bodies, and they're always, always talking. So they're always getting upgraded to get you to your highest and best self. And so when we are moving through these new operating systems, you want to be able to change your operating system on a very regular basis. Now, some people ask me, Tracy, can I change my entire system overnight because I want my health to change right away or my finances or my career? And usually within Harmony, I say there's pieces within the system that get changed. If they did it all at once, you can get, they call them healing crises, but you can get, your body can go completely out of whack because you're now moving into a new space and it's foreign and you have to settle in. So normally with the changes as they come in your new operating system, they will come within layers. And that way it makes it easier for you to function within your reality. And that's one thing that can be quite hard. A lot of people, they get very comfortable in functioning within dysfunction. So when people say things aren't changing and things aren't moving, what is it in your life that needs to change in your operating system, in your frequencies, in who you are? What is it and why? And take that look around. What also is scary that if you say, I change this belief system, I want to adopt this belief system, or I want to move into a new direction, what has to be let go? And that's probably one of the biggest things that keep people stuck in dysfunctional relationships or dysfunction with their money, is it can be quite daunting. It's like if you had to have, you had to read, you know, a 20,000 page manual on how to change something, a lot of people would leave the manual on the shelf, even though that manual said it would give you all the secrets, all the miracles, everything you needed. But at what, you know, how much time are you willing to put in? How much time are you willing to make yourself that priority at all costs to really live that extraordinary life that you want to live? And to do that is really having to embrace a new way, a new operating system. And it can also be when you step out and you start to learn. I know when I had to change my life, and it was very, at my last very, you know, point of being sick, and the doctors are like, you're gonna have to manage this because there's nothing else we can do. And I was in a lot of pain and suffering. And I started to study all these different areas. People were like, that's crazy. Why would you be doing that? And I'm like, I've tried this system and I love them. They've been wonderful to me, but I need to do something else. I need to take ownership of my life and figure out what are the changes that I'm so afraid And that is something I want to shift for each and every one of you, is what are the changes that you truly, truly want to make? And there's been the fear to jump in. Because again, when we do something different and want to upgrade who we are, you will have a lot of resistance from people around you. You will have a lot of other people's expectations, and they will project their points of views. They will project what they want into you, because one, they may not want to see you succeed. Two, they may not, you know, understand what you're doing. So you will bring up a lot of fear within them, a lot of fear. And that is not uncommon to see that kind of fear. So it's interesting that as we take the path to upgrade us, how many people really are not wanting that? Because change can be very, very scary for a lot of people. How many people do you know live in the same environments for 20, 30 years because they don't want to change? But when we start to align you and get you into the spirit of change, and then you allow your body to change, that's when you get those creative miracles of, you know, illnesses that are disappearing. I had that. Or new finances show up, like we heard in the testimonial, not expecting. Or, you know, partners and relationships that pick up and come into who we are. So it's a beautiful place of reprogramming and upgrading. So what are the things we can do to create more change, to create faster programming so it doesn't have to take as long and we can get out of the stories? So if you're loving the show today, I encourage you to check us out again at tracylclark.com. Sign up for our newsletter, our YouTube. Every week we have a new tip to help you along and shift. If you'd like to communicate with me today, I encourage you to call us at 1-800-930-3819 and just really connect with us and let us really shift with you and tell us your stories. I'd love to hear what you have to say about how you shifted and how you changed your life for extraordinary and how you were brave to change your programming. We'll be right back after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am your host, Tracy L. And if you're enjoying our show today, I encourage you to check out our partnership program at TracyLClark.com, where every day you get me shifting and sifting you. We do have a caller on the line, Rod. So Carter, our amazing producer today, I'm going to ask if you can bring him on in and let's get the conversation going.
Rob, you are on the air with Tracy L. Clark.
Hey, good morning, Tracy.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is pretty hard for me, especially knowing there's a lot of people listening.
Yes, I know a lot of people listening and shifting and changing our computer programming and upgrading. How have you noticed that's changed for you?
Well, I have a big question for you. I spent most of my life in the military, and I've been to war a couple times.
Yeah, that's good. And, proud of you.
So I've got all this programming still.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, how do I finally release it and let it go?
Release the programming. A lot of people that have gone through severe trauma, like you have, and, you know, especially a lot of our war vets. And it's a really good question. I actually, when it comes to this deep trauma and going through trauma in a different way, we've seen a lot of destruction and a lot of loss. A lot of people don't realize that anger sits there in many, many forms. I do recommend journaling it. I really do. Of like that, I say, thank you, God, universe, divine, but thank you for allowing me to have these experiences. Because there's one thing that people miss a lot with people who go to war is that there's a trauma and a programming that picks up in our systems that is about compassion and heart space. And as much as you see a lot of the vets go out there, okay, I'm from my country and I'm going. But when you get into these different parts of lands, you're picking up energy from these lands. You're picking up programming from the people you're seeing, but you're also picking up the loss and the devastation. You're picking up the fears, and that programming actually stays with you. And that's why I say to people, it's so important when you come back from traumatic places like this to forgive yourself for, and we'll do this now for you as well. We can start to move the energy. Forgive yourself for one, because it's like, why am I in here? I'm here for my country, but is this something I would normally do? Probably not. People, you know, war is very difficult. And there's a lot of forgiving of saying, you know what, I did what I needed to do at this time, and that was okay. And this trauma, I'm okay. I forgive myself for what I've had to see, what others had to go through. And this is where I love journaling. It's really where I love it. Of just a lot of, I forgive myself. I let this go. And I send love to everybody that I've had to touch, everybody I've been with. And then there's actually this little part within the mental space. They're just showing it within the brain. And it's like the imagery, right? It's the pictures. And it's that memory that gets lost. Yeah. And so those pictures come up over and over and over. And those pictures are what sticks in the back of the brain for a lot of people who've gone to war. And it's imagery. And we have to start to remove the accumulation of the collection of the imagery. And sometimes I say to people, just sit with your eyes closed and watch the images go by. Watch the pain of what you've seen in terms of the, you know, the people and the destruction and almost losing your life and look at that and say, go into the feeling of it and acknowledge it and see the pictures and let them go. Like see it like a trash can beside you. You know, on your computer, you have the delete system. You can delete a file.
Yeah.
See it like a trash can and just take your hand and say, I'm hitting the delete button. I'm moving that. Thank you for showing me this. I'm now moving it. It takes a couple of times. People say you can do it once. But I can tell you, if you can do that exercise for it's showing about 7 to 10 days, you'll start to realize that the body, we can strengthen it to reprogram and come to that complete restoration of peace within physical body, where you'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel so much more peace. How does that feel when you tune into that?
The problem is that it's those pictures that close my heart in the first place.
Exactly. And that's the imagery that I'm saying that you can see in your space. That's what's holding it on is the imagery. And that's why I say just closing the eyes and moving it through. And then the body, we can align it to get stronger that when we see the pictures, we become more neutral and say that was just a time and an experience, but it's not part of who I am now. And you really, as you see it, push out from the heart space, that energy of love to all those people that you've had those pictures with. And to also understand, this is so hard. It was so hard for me to understand when I'd say, why are people putting me in all this trauma? Why have I gone through? So people have gone to war. It's hard to say, really, this is for a reason. This is exactly how it's supposed to be. It is, but it's a very hard concept to grasp. People think it's really easy. Oh, everything happens for a reason. You hear that all the time. Well, you know, tell someone who's seen war-torn countries that happens for a reason and try to justify it. It's very, very difficult. So it's about understanding that there is this divine space. It had to happen for a reason. I signed up. It's okay. I forgive myself. Again, it's going back to the imagery and then deleting it and moving it through. And you keep doing it every day until those images no longer have a trigger. And then when you've got through, you'll see it's going to come less and less. You're still going to have them. But the more you do that tool, it'll become less and less and less. Yeah. It's a daily practice.
And a big one that just kind of came up for me was, how do you remove the things you did that you didn't want to do?
That's the journaling of I forgive myself. That's I forgive myself for. That's your sentence. Thank you, God. I forgive myself for. And then write what it is. And I now let it go. It sounds simple, but we can align you. That's what you need to do. Because you're going to see, as it comes up, don't kid yourself. There's going to be more pain that'll come behind it. People say, oh, I'm going to do that and I'll be all better. There's going to be more pain. Acknowledge the pain. I forgive myself. I now let it go and acknowledge more of the pain. And the more we acknowledge more of the pain and we forgive ourselves that way, we say it. You write it and you say it. And then watch how much of that will actually start to dissipate. Because it's that accumulation of how can I do this? But you're put in a situation. It's called survival, right? So when you go, you're in survival mode and then you're told to do it. You're told to do it. You can't desert. You can't run away. So there's all these pent up emotions of the accumulation from people projecting, saying you have to do this. You got to go this. You got to do that. And you're going, that goes against everything I believe. But then you have a whole other package that happens, right? So you see how war is a very, very, very big topic of how it affects our bodies. And for brave people like yourself. Yeah, and for brave people like yourself that are thrown in those conditions, these are the simple exercises I say to start with because you're going to see how quickly it will start to remove out of your computer programming. And it'll be replaced with with understanding. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling because you know what? There's a lot of people that really have gone through what you've gone through. And it's only through when we talk about it and we answer these questions that we can actually move into these new realms and help support each other. And it's that community that understands that we all are going to have trauma in our lives. And, you know, people tell us from things that they've done when they were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. And it's created such trauma and they've been carrying it for 40, 50 years. If we don't release this out of your being now, then, you know, you don't want it for the next 40 years. You don't want to be able to carry that heavy burden. And we want to lift that heavy burden off you. So I'm going to thank that hand of God of everywhere. That heavy burden has been a weight on your back and creating back pain and back problems that we start to release all of that off the system.
I got released from the military from back problems.
There you go. See, Spirit always knows what's going on. We're going to lift the rest of the energy off you, and we're going to let that go. So thank you for calling in, Rob, and for sharing and asking your questions. And we're going to let you go. And I know when we come back, we're going to actually talk to Tara from Texas. So hang on the line there. We are going to be right with you. If you've enjoyed our show today and understanding again how you can change your programming and how you can upgrade to come this beautiful, beautiful self, because you are walking in a limitless world. We're going to, you know, I want to expand on another show of that limitless world that you can really start to get into and understand and embrace, because that's what's waiting for you. And the quicker we get into reality of our programming, and again, like you heard with Rob, it's pain. It is pain and suffering. And I commend him for calling in, because it's hard being in military, and you can just imagine what he's seen and what he's experienced. And many of you have experienced great, great trauma. And when this trauma comes out of our body, we get reprogrammed. It's literally, we have this rebirth that happens. And then there's more strength to go forward. There's more courage to go forward. And that thing of that fear that society wants you to be in starts to drop off and let go. Like, it will just go. And you're going to be so happy. So thank you, Rob. Tara, we're going to be right back with you after the break. Check us out again, TracyLClark.com. And also after the show, if you want, we're going to hop on Instagram. So check out our link below at TracyLClark_, where we're going to be live to answer a few more of your questions. And we're going to link the shows together. So we will see you right after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And if you're loving our show, check out our website, TracyLClark.com. And we have global online events every month. We spend 2 hours together with a replay, shifting and sifting you. And it's a new topic each month. So it is lovely. So if you missed the call, you're still in the energy and we have a replay. We want to go to the top here, right to Tara from Texas. So, Carter, I guess we can bring her on in.
Tara, you are on the air. Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank Hello. You. Hi.
How are you? How is your reprogramming? Questions.
I'm like, oh my gosh, yay, I got on the show.
Hey, what's your question today?
Well, so, I love the topic today. It's so amazing, and I've gotten to work with you. And over the last year, oh, God, I didn't think I was going to get emotional. I've changed and transformed so much programming, so much so to where I'm living my purpose and my mission. I left the corporate space. I have this amazing practice and business and hypnotherapy that it's amazing. And one of the things I've taken on doing that I learned from you is, don't look at where you're trying to get to, look at what you've accomplished. And so every month I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I accomplished all these things. This is crazy. It's amazing. And I just keep moving. But I think what shows up for me right now is that I've never crossed this finish line. Mm-hmm. And all the fear that just keeps showing up is like, are you really going to cross it this time? Because this is not my first time, leaving the corporate space and having a coaching practice. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that I know that I can't go back. I can't go backwards.
So what brings up for there in the programming?
Showed up this week.
Yeah, because when you're moving to the next level, there is an accumulation that we can move right now of energy, right, that has come through from all those past experiences. So your program in the back of the brain is picking up on all the experiences that, right, you've had. So we can just start to, we'll start to remove that to basically, again, we're going to hit that little button in this space, primarily in the heart space, but we'll go into the energetic field and start to, one, disconnect you from that. The other thing is there's this great thing I love to do. And one of the things that you can start to do that I did is it's my, my pride day or my celebration of me day. I'm proud of me. And at the end of the day, write down, how we have gratitude journals and people are great at that. And I know we sell them here all the time. But go in and write, what are the 5-10 things you're so proud of yourself for doing that day? And because you're ready to go to the finish line. It's like, but what happens is, again, it's like, well, I didn't get there. I didn't get there before. So why would I get there now? That little monkey, right, in the air.
Right.
But now what you know, because mentally you feel it. It's the mental space because you see in your heart, you feel it. You know you're going. You know you're not going to look back. And you know you're ready.
Yeah.
So we can start to move the fear. And I'll tell you, even in my space, I hit that fear zone every once in a while. And I'm like, really? Really? And then I say, thank you for showing me something today to boost me up. And I always get an email or a testimony or something comes in. I'm like, okay, that was nonsense. I'm not going to pay attention to that. So the brain, the mental space for you is in a drastic change right now where it's like, wow, I really am here. I do love my coaching business. I love doing my hypnotherapy and I'm good at it. So I'm going at all costs. You're diving in, right? You're diving in head first.
Yeah.
And so now when you tune into the fear, how does that feel?
It just feels dissipated. I'm doing this.
Yeah. And that, what I love about the programming is people used to think it would take years and months to reprogram. But see how quickly now you're like, when I tune into my body, my intuitive space, the reality of truth, I'm like, wow, that's not really there. So that's how you know it's your mind. Your mind kind of playing the tricks as well, because it's like as quick as your delete. Like when you delete a file off your computer and you empty the trash, it's gone. Well, unless you're special blackout or something and can go find and retrieve it. But for most of us, it's gone, right? It's done. So, you know, it's finished.
Yeah. No, that's amazing, because there was immediately that shift. And it is. It's like this flood of energy shows up, this fear explosion, and then it's almost panic, you know, instead of just sinking into, you know, that intuitive self of and really looking at all the accomplishments. And I know what I'm doing. And yeah, at times it can be scary, but just keep moving, just keep moving, just keep moving.
And put that pride, that proud journal. Like, start putting that in, the 5 things, the 10 things I'm so proud of myself for doing. And watch that alone will start to anchor that in. And you can look at those and go, wow, because we forget every day how far we've come. So we forget, like, wow, leave the corporate space to change, to be a mother, to, like, we forget how amazing these accomplishments are, because we're constantly looking ahead and we forget. And when we do the pride space and be proud of ourselves, we start to remind ourselves and remember and go, wow, I really have kicked butt. How many other people would do this? That's the other thing for you. Start to look back in your environment and say, how many people do I notice, not as a judgment, but are still stuck? And wow, I'm so thankful that I kept going. Because now when you do that, you're going to start to see. It's not a comparison. It's not a judgment. It's an observation to put yourself in the gratitude of the courage and the strength to go after your mission, not your career. Your mission, right?
Yes. Amen to that. My mission. Yes. My mission. And my purpose. Yes.
Mission. This is thank what that you. Is. So thank you for calling in and for letting us know how much you've shifted and changed. And you know what? There's more coming.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
for all you do. It's amazing. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a great day. Okay. Well, you know what?
Bye.
Bye. It's so amazing when we hear these callers, and you saw how quickly we're able to move that out of her. And that's really how fast it is in this belief system. And this is how quickly you can move it as well. Like, you can do that, and you're able to shift your reality that fast. The only way you sometimes people get stuck, and I'll just actually start to remove this in your field for some of you now to understand, is based on past programming or fears. So let's start to lift that up off of each and every one of you. So this is part of my practice. We're shifting the energy all the time and getting these extraordinary results so you can start to live that extraordinary life. It's what it's about, and making sure that the fears aren't holding you back. So I always say a fear is just a dirty old sock that needs to go in the garbage and be thrown outside. It really is. It's like something that's just stinky, that is not you, and you're not supposed, we've been so programmed with fear. That's why the media, everything fills you with fear, so you won't go after your dreams. So look at it. It's whether you want to call it a nasty friend, an enemy spirit, whatever name you put on it, the fear is there to hold you back. So let's start to remove that, empower you, reprogram you, and uplift you to actually where you're supposed to go and know. So when that fear comes up, look at it, acknowledge it. Is it real? And start to say to yourself, I am in the strength that I can reprogram me. I'm going to reprogram me. I'm going to go after my mission. I'm going to go after what I know I am meant to be and who I'm meant to be at all costs. And put yourself first, no matter what. Don't look at what you're going to lose. Look at what you're going to gain. Look at what spirit's going to bring to you. And look at what the energies are bringing towards you. And you're going to see the synchronicities. You're going to see the new thought forms. You're going to see you're not going to get irritated and agitated like you used to. And you're going to see that people are going to populate your life that love you and support you and uplift you in ways that you can never imagine. And that's what's waiting for you on the other side. I really want to thank each and every one of you for joining this hour of change and transformation. And I trust you're going to join us next week, where we are going to share with you some tips of why you want to be the minority and not the majority, and why that triggers for people, and how we can get you into a new flow and really go after your dreams, visions, and releasing the limitations. So if you truly desire constant shifting support and community, again, I personally want to invite you to check out our daily partnership program, our global online calls, our newsletter at tracylclark.com, where we also have a private Facebook group where people share their testimonials and encourage each and every way, the steps along the way to get to where you want to go, so you can truly step into your authentic self and learn how to let go of fear and really understand what your body's telling you, because where we go together, we grow together. We'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.